Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb is calling for a renewed push towards passing hate crime legislation in the state. Holcomb's call comes after the weekend vandalism of a Jewish synagogue in Carmel, Indiana. The state is one of five across the country which has not ratified independent hate crimes legislation. Anti-Semitic graffiti was found at the entrance to the Carmel synagogue over the weekend. The suspect spray-painted a Nazi flag flanked by iron crosses. Carmel police are inspecting the incident, but no arrests have been made in connection to the vandalism. Previous efforts to pass hate crime legislation in the state have died in the State House. Representative Matt Pierce says those bills were largely left to die in committee without being brought up for a vote on the State House floor.
Hate crimes bills have been considered off and on for years in the legislature, and some years it'll pass out of one house and not the other, and it has to do with who's chairing the committee, and then when the Republicans are in control, their caucuses kind of decide which bills are going to come to the floor. And the most recent attempt, apparently the Senate Republican caucus decided that if they passed a hate crimes bill that included protections for the LGBTQ community, that would cause them political problems with their social conservative base of their party. And so I'd heard rumors that perhaps the governor said, don't send me a bill if you don't have that in, because it's just going to create a lot of controversy that's worse than not doing anything. And so consequently, nothing happened. So I'm very pleasantly surprised that the governor has come forth and said he would like to see us finally get something on the books so we're not one of those five states that doesn't have some kind of criminal code addressing hate crimes in our state.
Pierce says Governor Holcomb's decision to back hate crimes legislation could signal a shift in the legislators' desire to pass a hate crimes bill, but says residents would have to wait until January to know whether a measure will be proposed.
Well, nothing can happen until the legislature goes back into session, and as you said, that really gets going in January. But in the meantime, there will be the Interim Study Committee on Corrections and Criminal Code has been assigned the issue of studying bias crimes, so that will probably be the first focus, because that committee could decide what, if any, shape a bias crimes or hate crimes bill would take. And then probably what's really going to decide things is what the governor has to say behind the scenes with the leadership of the Republican caucuses and the legislature. Because the legislature doesn't always do what a governor wants them to do, but usually the Republicans will kind of take their cue from their governor. So I think that has the potential to give a hate crimes bill some momentum. But the question is the governor going to be willing to kind of get in there and fight for it and behind the scenes say, I really want to get this done? And so that's the question that remains to be seen.
Pierce says it's not clear what, if any, shape a proposed hate crimes bill could take, but he expects that it would further strengthen Indiana's biased crimes legislation. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Leanne Murrows.